We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Taking you on a journey for the pursuit of PPC. Welcome to PPC Rockstars. Get ready to rumble through the latest PPC news and views from around the blogosphere. Learn from our host and the PPC pros that will take you to the promised land of PPC profit. We're cashing in the clicks with the PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
Hey, PPC friends, it's another episode of PPC Rockstars. And we've got on the show one of our favorite and your favorite rock stars. The person I always introduce as the only Belgian person I know, but I know other Belgian people, and I'll call him my favorite Belgian person. And of course, you know that is Frederic Vallès. Hello, Fred.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me on again, and thanks for still having me as your top Belgian in the world.
You're welcome.
I guess that's not even what you said, right? That's how it goes nowadays. I can put whatever title after you say something nice about me.
Well, it's all true. Has the additional benefit of being true. Hey, thanks also for participating in the first Paid Search Association conference a couple weeks ago. Went very well. Had a lot of good participation. And for listeners who missed it, actually, as of this taping, we don't yet have the sessions posted, but they will be posted on the Paid Search Association website, which is paidsearch.org. And a lot of great sessions with all of your favorite PPC rock stars. So do try to catch
them. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It really was.
Definitely catching them. Some of the feedback I heard was people certainly enjoyed the presentations that folks gave, the experts, but then what was really fun was at the end of every five or so sessions, all the experts would just kind of have a chat or a debate with each other. And that's where it got really lively and we got into some different topics. So that was fun.
Yeah.
And I'll do a shameless plug here at the beginning too, but that's kind of the format that we're trying to follow in that PPC town hall. So when the whole pandemic started, we basically said, listen, nobody's been here before, like our whole industry. We're always out there talking about best practices and what's working and what's not working. But like, honestly, nobody has answers at this point. So the best we can do is share information. So we just started doing these weekly calls with three panelists and back and forth and just talk about whatever's on people's minds. And we just did one on B2B. We're going to do one on e-commerce. And it's just been really fun. Like, you get some experts in the room, they chat and learn some good stuff that way.
That's right, and the attendees get to ask questions and get the answers right away. So it's like when I do presentations at physical conferences, my favorite part is always the Q&A, because there's interaction. You get to hear what's really on people's minds. You get people coming up to you afterward and saying thank you for that answer. It's been bugging me for years, you know, that kind of thing. So I really love the Q&A that we do.
And that's so much fun. And like for me, like I miss the travel, because travel and going to conferences is such a big part of what I do. And at this point, unfortunately, a bunch of things were postponed to later this year. But even at this point, everything's basically just canceled for the year. Mm-hmm. So it definitely changes what I do. And some of my favorite parts of going to conferences is, you know, the people that you've been seeing now 10, 15, 20 years, and you just meet in the hallways and
right.
You talk about PPC, but you also talk about life. And kind of what's fun in these PPC town halls is it's these same people. And imagine you get to be a fly on the wall during these hallway conversations. but also seed a couple of questions in there to make sure they talk about what you actually care about. So, you know, I'm getting used to the new normal of more Zoom calls, more sitting in my house. I've actually cleaned up my office, made it look really nice.
Nice.
I haven't done so well on the soundproofing component yet, but, you know, maybe we'll get there at some point.
Right, right. Well, I look forward to doing more with the Paid Search Association. I can see doing the interaction part was, as you just said, it was really precious.
Yes.
Hey, let's get to our topic today. Cool. We have spoken together about a lot of topics, but most recently a lot about automation, and I thought we would share with the audience our opinions and experiences with the various flavors of automated bid management today. And there are many options, and Microsoft has gotten into the game and is now offering their own variety. So let's just chat about it a little bit. I have my first kind of open question is, it seems that return on ad spend, ROAS bid automation, and CPA bid automation, cost per acquisition, targeted cost per acquisition bid automation are the two most popular. Do you think that's because they operate best, the people get the best results from it, or is it just because it's so easy to understand and map those two flavors to overall account strategy?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of the latter. It maps the closest to what the actual business goal is, and it maps very close to how, for a long time now, PPC specialists have been talking to their clients. And so it's easy, right? Because you've been talking to your client for years and you know that they're happy at a $20 cost per acquisition. And so now you have an automated system where that's basically the dial that you set is get me as many conversions as you can at a cost of around $20 CPA. And you turn it on and you just let it run. And I think that's why it's so popular. But I think people that also advertisers make mistakes in terms of taking a set it and forget it approach, maybe not managing it actively enough, maybe not doing some of the prerequisites that make these systems work really well. And so I think they're popular. And they're also popular, by the way, because they also work really well because they have auction time bidding capabilities, whereas some of the other bid management automations are a bit more basic and might not set bids at every single auction for every single query that comes in.
I didn't know that. So which ones do not have auction time automation?
Yeah, well, and it's a sort of this complicated mapping where I think even Google can't really agree, and we've posted it up on the Optimizer blog. Uh-huh. Something like Maximize Clicks, I believe, one of the simpler ones.
Yep.
Kind of sets bids ahead of, and then it just runs with those bids and periodically goes and updates the maximum CPC. And then it runs with that a bit. And then it sees, is that doing better or worse? And then it keeps adjusting from that. Whereas something like target cost per acquisition and target ROAS, what they do is they look at every single search that happens on Google. And they take into account in real time the factors like, what did the user type into the search box? Where is this user located? What has this user done in the past? Device, geography, time of day, all of these factors. And based on that, Google immediately says, okay, we're bidding $3.72 for this potential click. Whereas milliseconds later, somebody else goes and does a search, but from a different place on a different device. And now they're like, we're willing to bid $6.53 for this one.
Right.
And so it's these real-time decisions that then, and the way they obviously do it is they say, well, what's the predicted conversion rate? What is the predicted amount of sale we will get if this user goes and clicks on the ad? And so all of that is based on a huge, complicated artificial intelligence machine learning system. But what's cool is that in real time, they actually set the bids based on what that machine learning system thinks is going to happen.
Gotcha. Okay, so kind of related to this, I have a superstition that I want you to be honest and debunk if the superstition is crazy. And that is that when I have a client with a very fixed budget, a very strict fixed monthly budget, and we're getting toward the end of the month, and I'm talking about clients for whom I have, let's say, CPA targeted bid automation. When it's getting toward the end of the month, and we have X dollars left, and I'm saying like the last week, last 4 days or so, I will at times switch the bid automation to maximize clicks. And the rationale is, and this could be, you know, totally crazy, is that I really want to drive as much traffic as possible to the site and maximize the likelihood that it'll convert, or I will get conversions just based on sheer number of visitors, and that the CPA-based automation won't do as good a job at getting the maximum number of conversions. So is that totally crazy, or is there a grain of possibility?
It's only a little bit crazy. So... No, it's not crazy at all. And again, this is really complicated, right? Because there's so many factors in play here. But basically what you're saying is you have a budget constrained situation. If you go to target cost per acquisition bidding and things have been working pretty well and you come down to that last week and we could just keep going at that same level and get another X conversions, well, you're kind of tying the system down in some cases. You might have a lot of exact match keywords. You might have narrow geographic targeting. You might have other things that limit, and you might have a lot of negative keywords, right? Mm-hmm. So you're really telling the system, here's what we've done in the past. Here's what's been working. Let's just continue doing more of that. And over time, that can be detrimental, right? Because consumer behavior shifts and landing pages change and things just change, and that impacts conversion rates, and that impacts what kind of queries maybe would have worked well for you.
Right.
And so what you're doing by switching that last week to maximize clicks, you're basically taking the reins off of the system and saying, go at it, you know, go get us some clicks, even if these clicks might be horrendous quality in your estimation, but we're willing to be proven wrong.
Right.
And now you might actually find some nuggets of gold within that. You might find a lot of dirt. That doesn't amount to much, but it's just that fact of building up new queries and helping the machine learning system discover new elements.
Right.
That might actually be beneficial in the longer term.
Hey, let's come back to this. We've got a break for sponsor messages, but I want to put a cap on this one. So listeners, don't go away.
PPC Rockstars. We'll be back after we click through our sponsors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
The pursuit of PPC continues. Welcome back to PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
And we are back with Frederic Vallès. Hey, Frederic, when I said that I wanted to put a cap on this conversation, what I meant was I also immediately switched the bid automation back to CPA targeting, for example, at the beginning of the subsequent month. So am I hurting some kind of learning process by doing that?
No, and I don't think you're hurting the learning process. And another fact that a lot of people just don't realize is that the learning process is constantly happening in Google. So even if you're not doing smart bidding or automated bidding, but you are conversion tracking, well, Google is learning from that. Every single time a search happens, Google takes into, like, they feed all the factors of that search, including the search query, into the machine learning system. And then from your conversion tracking, it knows if that specific type of conversion was the result of that click. Mm-hmm. And so it's learning, and it's learning. And that's why nowadays you can actually turn on smart bidding. And basically it immediately starts working, right? Because it already has some historical data from you, from other campaigns, from others, that it can make some decisions on, right? And so the volume of data that it needs has just been going down and down because they're getting better and better at looking at these types of conversions for these types of queries and kind of figuring it out. And so my point is that even if you're switching the type of automated bidding, well, the learning is still happening in the background. So if you now just shift kind of the methodology of what you're prioritizing, whether that's better ROAS, lower CPA, more conversions, more clicks, right? The machine learning behind it, it's still there. The data is there. It's just changing the effective bid it sets to help you achieve your goal.
Wow, that's fascinating. I had no idea. Okay, something related. When I start a new campaign, let's say it's a display campaign, and Google by default sets the bidding strategy to enhance CPC, eCPC. I always change that to manual because of the fact that notwithstanding what you just said, since there has been no history at all for that particular campaign, I don't understand how any algorithm could start to guess at the correct combination of factors to predict that a visitor will convert. So is that superstition too, or is that any truth in that?
No, listen, I think there's truth in that as well. And it's just, you know, your goals and Google's goals and your view of the world and Google's view of the world are very different. So Google might say, well, hey, listen, if we spend $1,000 to figure out what really works for this campaign, not that much money, right? But then you talk to your client and they're like, well, $1,000, that's $1,000. Like, you better give me some conversions or I'm going to pull the plug on that campaign and that strategy. And so it's a little bit of that mismatch. Like, it's very difficult to communicate to Google how much you're willing to risk for the sake of learning. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's oftentimes makes sense to do what you're doing, which is take the control, but also be really strategic about it, right? Because nowadays, any advertiser can really come into Google and say, here's my budget, go ahead and do automated bidding. Here's my website, go and figure out the keywords and do a lot of broad matches. And so, yeah, the system will figure it out, but it's going to take time. It's going to take effort and cost to get there. And if you can come in and you say, well, oh, we've worked with a client kind of like you before, and we know these are the types of keywords that have worked well, and this is the landing page that supports the sale, blah, blah, blah. And now you can avoid having to spend thousands of dollars in learning costs. That's a huge benefit to the client, and that's where your value comes in.
Good point. So as I'm thinking about it, if I create a new campaign within an account that has been running for a while, relating back to what you said a few minutes ago, is there some good conversion information in the system that would enable eCPC to work right out of the gate?
Yes, it would know, right? So if you'd run search campaigns in the past, going on to a display campaign, it would actually immediately start using what it already knew. And everything's interconnected, right? Like when it comes to data. So, you know, sure, you're going on the display network, so Google might not know exactly who the user is, but they might see signals about, oh, well, the type of user who's converted on your search campaign tends to like these kinds of websites and tends to read these types of articles. And so they start making some assumptions based on that, right? And then the other thing is that the more aggressive that they increase, or the more aggressively they increase the bid, they tend to do that when they have a higher confidence that it's actually going to lead to a positive outcome. But now you go into talking about different verticals, right? If you're in the legal space, where the CPCs are already exorbitantly expensive, and then imagining that they're going to bid that up three times higher just because of eCPC, like, that's scary, right? I don't want to pay $300 for a click just to go and experiment. Whereas I'm in a space where my CPCs are 20 cents, 30 cents, great, you know, to throw a couple hundred dollars at it and maybe do that experiment and figure it out for me.
Yeah, now that I think of it, it also depends somewhat, at going back to the fact that I'm talking about display campaigns, it also depends to some extent on the targeting method. So if you're using in-market or custom intent targeting, then you might be able to trust the algorithms to make or to get to that initial efficiency point sooner.
Exactly. And then keep in mind that, of course, the more narrowly you're targeting to people who are more likely to buy, the more expensive that click is going to be, because everybody should be competing for that exact same traffic. And then, so I didn't want to say it earlier, but when you said, like, you went on the maximize clicks automated bidding strategy, like, fundamentally, I don't really like it in most cases.
Right.
And I don't like it because my assumption, and our assumption, yours too probably, is that, listen, the reason that a click gets to be really cheap, well, but backing up, if you say my goal is to maximize clicks for a given budget, well, the way most clicks for a given budget is to get the cheapest clicks possible. The reason a click is really cheap is because there's not a lot of competition for that click in the auction. The reason there's not a lot of competition is because the smart advertisers who measure conversions know that these clicks don't convert typically, right? So basically what you're telling Google with the maximize clicks strategy is, I'm willing to buy all the remnant stuff that the smart advertisers don't care for.
Right.
And usually it's a risky strategy to take, though, like, in the way that you're using it, it could actually help you discover new pockets of you know, high quality traffic.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about optimize for impression share?
Honestly, I don't think about that. Yeah, you heard me say that. Like, I honestly don't think about that much. I mean, listen, so it's a bit of a branding play, right? So
yes.
Even with target CPA and target ROAS, like, I would caution people that these are still not business metrics. Right, the board in their quarterly earnings call is not talking about, oh, we had a CPA of $20. They're talking about profits and number of customers they acquired. And so CPA is like that intermediate metric towards helping you achieve the broader business goals of profitability and growth. I think too many advertisers, they look at some of these individual metrics that they've been using for so long in the industry, and that becomes to them the holy grail of everything, but they forget that it's not a business metric. And so I've literally talked to people who said, well, okay, we took over an account from a client. It was e-commerce. And when we took the account over, they had a 400% return on ad spend. And so the boss of that company said, okay, well, new agency, you guys have to hit a 450% return on ad spend. So slightly better return on ad spend. And they spent 6 months doing that. And like, they hit the goal and the boss is happy. The client is happy.
Right.
But the agency starts wondering, they're like, actually, if we were a little bit more aggressive and not making quite as much profit on every sale, we could actually grow your revenue quite a bit. We'd actually produce more overall profit for the company. So why is it that you have a 450% ROAS goal? And nobody had asked that question when that relationship started, right? But eventually they go and ask the question and the client is like, well, because the last agency performed at 400%. So we just figured you guys got to do better.
Yep.
And that's it. But there was no business thinking behind it. And that's the risk, right? So with CPA, with ROAS, like, what are these toggles and what are these knobs really controlling? And even when people say, hey, we're doing automated bidding, well, what's being automated is the conversion from your CPA or ROAS goal into a cost per click that Google needs for it to do its auction, the ad auction.
Right.
But it's not automating driving profits. It's not automating growing your business, right? And that's where we still have to come in. And then even setting the dials, like saying, oh, well, we're going to have a huge sale next weekend. So maybe we want to set a seasonality bid adjustment, yep. or we just got a whole new shipment of X, Y, and Z, and we need to put up a new campaign for that. And that campaign, because it's newer inventory, maybe needs to have a different target CPA, right? There's so many things that we still need to control. And it's like that last step of calculating the CPC that's now automated. But there's a lot of work we still have to do on these campaigns to make them as efficient as possible.
So true. Hey, hold on for just a second. We're going to take another break. And listeners, don't go away.
PPC Rockstars. We'll be back after we click through our sponsors.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY Podcast System within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
The pursuit of PPC continues. Welcome back to PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
And we're back with Frederic Vallès. Going into the last couple minutes of the show, my favorite guests are always the ones where we run out of time too fast. I'm surprised that it's over so quickly. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
And in addition, this is the portion of the show where I always ask you, what's new in Optimizer?
Yeah, so lots of stuff going on with Optimizer. We've added a whole bunch of new engineers, more support people. Company's growing really nicely, and we're still bootstrapped, profitable. So that means we can actually build the capabilities that our customers ask for, which has been really fun. But right now we have a new system called Blueprints. Blueprints is basically a workflow. So if you're an agency or you got a bigger in-house team, and you have a bunch of PPC-related tasks that you want to make sure get done on a certain schedule, we can now help you with that. We can actually put those tasks in front of the right people at the right time. So you're using our technology that makes the recommendations, but we're also making sure that you don't forget to look at a certain component of an account on whatever schedule you think is important. That's one. Nice. We've added Amazon integration. So Amazon ads, you can now manage through the rule engine capability that we have. The rule engine is now also available for Bing ads. So Bing obviously has automated bidding, but if you still want to control some of the levers yourself, even on top of automated bidding, you can do that through the rule engine. One of my favorite things that you can do in the rule engine, and this is not really a new capability, but it's a new thing in these COVID times that's been interesting, is like look at gaining queries. So when the world went haywire a couple of months ago, all of a sudden in the travel space, there were a lot of searches for cancellations of trips. And so a lot of companies didn't actually have negative keywords for cancellation because that just was never a big part of what they were seeing. But we have these rule engine capabilities where you can literally say, look at queries, searches that have been happening at a much higher frequency in the last week than the week before it, and just flag them for me and look at the performance metrics automatically. And if necessary, make them a negative keyword. Or on the flip side, we can actually tell you which queries have started disappearing for you. And so now you can say, did we change something in the business? Is there something in the market that's causing this? So it's purely that intelligence that makes you a better informed advertiser. That's hugely valuable. And then, of course, if you wanted to automate some action where it's fairly, well prescribed what you would typically do in that scenario, you can always automate that as well with our tool.
Nice.
And that kind of speaks to the whole concept of automation layering, which is the fact that, listen, Google and Bing, they're going to automate the really complicated machine learning stuff. And we shouldn't try to compete against them on that. But there's a lot of stuff that we still do the accounts to make them just that much better, despite all the automation that the engines are doing. And those are the types of things you can do with the rule engine and the optimizations from tools like Optimizer.
Nice. Well, we are right at the end. I am going to wish you continued success. It's very encouraging to hear
you as well.
You're still growing despite the downturn in the pandemic results and the economy.
Yeah, and if I can say something on that, and stop me if we're running out of time here, right? But okay. I think we're fortunate to work in an industry where, I mean, I'm in the Bay Area, and everything right now is moving online. Like when the store shut down, you have to do e-commerce. When you cannot meet in person, you have to do Zoom. When mm-hmm. you cannot go to the gym, you have to get a Peloton bike, right? So it's everything that's technology, that's internet, that's growing. And that's exactly where we help people be successful.
Right.
And that's where you as a digital marketer, as an agency, I hope to God that most of your customers stay in business and figure this out. But at the end of the day, it's kind of on us to help them make that transition.
Yes.
And help the local businesses that might be struggling. Like, how do you have a game plan to get online and actually survive?
Right.
Because that's what we're good at. And so I see this as a real growth opportunity for us as an industry. The best that we can be as good people to help our fellow citizens who might not be in as fortunate a position. I think that's really important. And that's part of the reason, too, why we're doing the PPC Town Hall.
Yes.
Is because we just think, right now, people need information. Like you said, the paid search organization and the virtual conference they put on, that was great because people crave this content, especially in times like this. And so the more we can do to put that out there, that's really something we're focused on.
Totally agreed. Hey, thanks again, Fred. Looking forward to having you on next time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, David. Always good talking to you.
You too. And listeners, always good talking with you too. And join us in about 2 weeks for another episode of PPC Rockstars.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.